Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Afghanistan, the tragedy of August 2021, remains a story to be told. Now we have a small piece of it in a headline in the Washington Post in these last days. Afghanistan has become a terrorism staging ground again. Leak reveals. Subhead, the Discord leaks, a classified Pentagon assessment, portrays the threat to Europe, Asia, and the United States as a growing security concern. Washington Post. I welcome my colleagues, Bill Raggio, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a senior fellow. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. And Ambassador Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Gentlemen, this conversation we've had for more than nearly 2 years now about the Afghanistan tragedy now becomes, again, a headline, a threat to the U.S. and its allies. Bill, I begin with you because you have an excellent piece in the New York Post in these last hours, making a very clear distinction between ISIS, ISIS-K, it can be called in the subcontinent, and al-Qaeda. We know the organization is transnational, and despite the death of Zawahiri, it remains global, and Taliban. What is the distinction you make, Bill, and how do you regard this story in the Washington Post? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, the story in the Washington Post. So first, it really focuses on the Islamic State and how it's using Afghanistan to stage attacks globally. It's a complex relationship. It shouldn't come as any surprise. We saw hints of this in a raid in Somalia several months ago, as well as a UN report from its sanctions and monitoring team about how Shabab was funneling money to Islamic State's Khorasan province, which is based in Afghanistan. So that's the focus. This is, of course, from the leaks from the Discord server from the U.S. Airmen. And it's talking about how, you know, Afghanistan, the title of the article is that Afghanistan has become a terrorist staging ground again, leak reveals. You know, I would dispute the again, because Afghanistan has been a staging ground for terrorism even while the U.S. was inside of Afghanistan up until August 2021. Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, and a host of terrorist groups were operating there. And, you know, not just my reporting, but designations and multiple reporting had shown this over the years. But so the Islamic State presence there, it's really not something, it's something we should be concerned about. But the real threat that emanates from Afghanistan, or should I say the larger threat, the more long-term threat that emanates from Afghanistan, is the enduring Taliban al-Qaeda alliance. Remember, the Islamic State is the enemy of the Taliban. They're both enemies because the Islamic State wants the Taliban and al-Qaeda to submit to its caliph or its leader. The Taliban refuses to do so, and it remains in the al-Qaeda camp. The Taliban wants primacy of the jihad in Afghanistan. It fully controls the country. And the Taliban has given al-Qaeda safe haven and support in Afghanistan. And of course it has. The two have forged enduring bonds that have, after fighting in Afghanistan for 20 years against the U.S., and the Taliban won with the support of al-Qaeda and a host of other regional and global terror groups that are based in the region. That is, the Taliban controls the state. It has access to the weapons, munitions, and bases left behind by the U.S., tens of billions of dollars. Al-Qaeda is already organizing, has organized in Afghanistan. In the article, I detail four, you know, Zawahiri, of course, was killed in Kabul at a home run by the Taliban's deputy mir and interior minister. Saif al-Adel, who's suspected to be his successor, is thought to have arrived in Afghanistan at one point in time. And then two other key al-Qaeda leaders are known to be operating inside of Afghanistan. One of them has put his band back together. He was freed from the prison in Bagram when the Taliban took over. And he's put his al-Qaeda cadre back together in northeastern Afghanistan, where he's running training camps. This is the threat. You have safe haven and support from the Taliban. The Taliban has state sponsorship. Al-Qaeda has state sponsorship. The Taliban is the de facto state, and they have safe haven. And these are two of the key items that the 9/11 Commission report states that a terrorist group needs to both survive and thrive. And that's what al-Qaeda has now. And this is why the threat is greater. The Islamic State is limited. It doesn't have external support. It doesn't make friends because it demands everyone submit to its way of jihad. So, you know, this is what the Washington Post article doesn't cover. We haven't seen any documents on the Biden administration, what its views on al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But we do know is that the administration is funneling billions of dollars to the Taliban this day. The Special Investigator General for Afghanistan Reconstruction has documented this. The Inspector General had recently testified to Congress to note this, and it's been in its reports. And an official in that Washington Post article basically says, well, we're relying on the Taliban to fight the Islamic State. That tells you everything. It doesn't view the Taliban as the real threat. It doesn't take seriously the Taliban-Al-Qaeda alliance.
Mr. Ambassador, I am most concerned about Pakistan. It's brittle to broken now because of natural catastrophes, shortages, recovery from the pandemic, and the disruption of a former premier challenging the present government. How are these headlines in the Washington Post read in Islamabad? Does what we're learning about the transnational threat of al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Taliban, does that also mean that Pakistan is under threat from its neighbor? Thank you.
It certainly is. We must understand that Afghanistan is right next door. Even in the past, there has always been blowback from Afghanistan and Pakistan. Those of us who have disagreed with Pakistani policy of supporting the Taliban in the past have always pointed out that Afghanistan and Pakistan are one theater as far as the jihadis are concerned. And the reorganization of the most extreme groups inside Afghanistan will certainly pose a threat to Pakistan. There has been an increase in attacks by the Pakistani Taliban inside Pakistan and also by ISIS-linked groups. At the same time, Pakistan is in the middle of a social, political, and economic crisis, and its elite is too busy dealing with those than to be able to focus on the terrorist threats. So, is there a threat? Absolutely. Is it receiving sufficient attention from Pakistan's political elites? No. The military is definitely putting some time and energy in dealing with this threat. But as we all know, Pakistan's military has always been conflicted in its approach to extremists and terrorists. It thinks that some terrorists can be harnessed for Pakistan's advantage and others are a threat to Pakistan because they attack inside Pakistan, and that policy hasn't gone too well for Pakistan in the past and is not going to go well again in the future.
You mentioned the military and their organizations that deal with the Taliban. There's a distinction made between the Pakistani Taliban and the Afghanistan Taliban. Does that have significance when it comes to al-Qaeda? Does al-Qaeda have good relations with both parts of the Taliban?
Al-Qaeda certainly has good relations with both the Pakistani and the Afghan Taliban, but the Pakistani authorities always downplay the relationship of the Afghan Taliban with Al-Qaeda and essentially have failed to recognize that the relationship between all jihadi groups, including those that fight with each other superficially, like the Taliban and the Islamic State, at the operational level, they often do tend to work with one another. Faced with the quote-unquote foreign non-believer, they would rather work with one another even when they have theological and political differences and sometimes turf wars. This is something that those who are trained in a more Western outlook fail to appreciate. So do various Pakistani jihadi groups help each other. Definitely, do they also help Al-Qaeda when Al-Qaeda passes through areas where they have influence? Definitely. And I think that despite all the disagreements with the between the Afghan Taliban and the Islamic State, there too, the tendency of the average foot soldier of the Taliban would be to say, I will let this particular guy go through because whatever it's worth, he is a co-believer and he is fighting the non-believers. The top leadership may want him to stop them, but he does not necessarily always stop them just because the top leadership tells him to.
Bill, quickly, your piece in the New York Post suggests that what we're dealing with here is an ongoing and growing threat. And you mention in your presentation that the U.S. has limited or no resources left in Afghanistan, none whatsoever, to monitor the Al-Qaeda camps. Is that, did I read that correctly, Bill?
Yeah, I would say limited, John. The human intelligence sources are minimal. The U.S. abandoned its Afghan allies and there's no security forces to rely on. And so the U.S. is relying on satellite signal intelligence whenever drones can fly over, and the ability to base drones in the region is non-existent. So the ability to strike, there's only been one strike again, and it wasn't against the Islamic State. It was against Al-Qaeda, the one that killed Amin al-Zawahiri, Al-Qaeda's Amir, last year. One strike since the U.S. left. That's because limited intelligence and limited ability to execute these attacks.
So what we have here is that the U.S. has had to deal with the same scale of threat that we heard maybe 20 years ago when bin Laden first moved to Afghanistan. But now we have no resources to match that threat. Is that the way? We have inadequate resources. Let me put it.
We have inadequate resources. And I would argue and I did argue in the piece, the situation is far worse than pre-9/11, except for our heightened awareness of the threat. But the Taliban now controls the entire state of Afghanistan with those billions in weapons and munitions. And, you know, the entirety of the country is open to the Taliban and its allies like Al-Qaeda and other regional and global terror groups, including those that are based from Pakistan.
Not only is Afghanistan in dire shape, tragedy, starvation, a pandemic, inadequate resources, brutality, sadism, but Pakistan is also in trouble. And the trouble is now leading to speculation about a coup. When we come back, Ambassador Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute, Bill Raggio, senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives. Blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.